天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，很高兴和您在天路导向节目相遇，我是何晨星。有一首赞美诗叫跟随主脚中，我非常喜欢。今天麦克牧师将透过彼得前书的信息来和我们听众朋友们分享，基督的门徒怎样跟随主呢？请安静我们的心，一起来聆听麦克牧师的分享吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad that you joined us today.
很高兴你今天能听我们的节目。
If you are listening to this broadcast for the first time,
如果你是第一次听这个节目，
we're about halfway through a series of messages on the first epistle of Peter.
我们讲彼得前书的系列信息已经超过一半了。
Today, Peter is going to tell us the three ways we need to imitate our blesser.
今天彼得要告诉我们在三方面效法我们的赐福者。
I will list them for you.
让我为你列举出来。
First,
第一，
don't take revenge when you are wronged.
当你受冤屈时不要报复。
Second,
第二，
wait patiently for God's justice when man's justice is lacking.
当人间失去公正时，要耐心等候神的公正彰显。
Third,
第三，
never deny the truth.
永不否定真理。
Let's look first at not taking revenge when we are wrong.
首先让我们来看，在受冤屈时不要报复。
I want to tell you something very important, so listen carefully.
我要讲一件很重要的事，请留心地听。
I want to tell you the difference between justice and revenge.
我要告诉你正义和报复的区别。
A lot of people confuse these two.
很多人都搞不清楚。
The two are not the same.
这两者是不同的。
Let me define revenge and you will understand justice.
让我为报复下个定义，这样你就会明白什么是正义。
Revenge can only occur when you have the upper hand.
唯有当你占上风时才能够报复。
Revenge can only happen when you have the opportunity to hurt somebody who has hurt you.
唯有当你有机会去伤害那曾伤害你的人时才能够报复。
And if you don't hurt them, that is not revenge.
如果你不伤害对方，那就不算报复。
Revenge is when you do hurt somebody who has hurt you as soon as you have the chance.
报复就是当你一有机会就立刻去伤害那曾经伤害你的人。
Justice, on the other hand, is seeking fairness, whether through biblical or through legal means.
而正义就是通过圣经或法律途径寻求公平。
I will get to that again later on.
以后我还会再多谈这一方面的。
But for now, what you need to know is that the two are not the same.
现在你只需要知道这两者是不同的。
The Apostle Peter says to follow the model of Christ.
使徒彼得说要效法基督的榜样。
Is whenever you get the upper hand to hurt someone who hurt you, you don't do it.
就是当你占了上风，你大可以去伤害那曾伤害你的人时，你却不这么做。
However, I also want to tell you that to refrain from taking revenge against those who wrong us is neither natural nor easy.
不过我要告诉你，约束自己不采取报复的行动是不自然也不容易做到的。
Some people think that it was easy for Jesus.
有些人认为耶稣可以轻而易举地做到。
No, it wasn't.
其实不然。
Once before he died for us,
有一次在他为我们死之前，
he cried out to the Father as if to say,
他曾经向天父呼喊，似乎是说
If there is another way of doing this, please tell me.
如果有另一条路可走，告诉我吧。
If there's some other way other than this cross, please tell me about it right now.
如果可以不用上十字架而有另一种方法，请立刻告诉我吧。
Why did Jesus suffer?
耶稣为什么受苦呢？
Why did he allow himself to get spat upon?
为什么他甘愿被人唾弃呢？
Why did he allow himself to get slapped across the face?
为什么他甘愿被人打耳光呢？
Why did he allow himself to be lashed with a whip that tore his skin apart?
为什么他甘愿被鞭打至皮破血流呢？
Why was he made to carry a heavy wooden cross and then get nailed on it?
为什么他要背负沉重的十字架走到刑场钉死在上面呢？
The Bible said that Jesus never did anything wrong.
圣经说耶稣从来没有做错任何事。
Jesus never sinned.
耶稣从不犯罪。
Jesus is the only human being that was perfect in thought.
耶稣是全人类中唯一思想纯全的。
Perfect in his actions.
他的行为纯全。
Perfect in his words.
他的言语纯全。
He could have called upon the Father's power.
他可以向天父呼求，使用他的全能。
And a legion of angels would have wiped out everyone in sight on the day of his trial in Jerusalem.
当他在耶路撒冷受审问的那天，求神差派整营天使来消灭所有的人。
But he didn't.
但他没有这么做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Peter said it was because if Jesus took revenge on those who wanted to persecute him.
彼得说，如果耶稣要向那些迫害他的人报复的话，
He would not have been able to pay for the wages of your sin and mine.
他就不能替我们偿还罪债了。
Don't forget that Peter was there during that time.
别忘了，彼得当时也在场。
Peter denied Christ three times on that day.
那天彼得三次否认耶稣。
And in 1 Peter 5:1,
在彼得前书第五章第一节那里，
He said that he was an eyewitness to the crucifixion.
他说自己是基督受苦的目击证人。
Do you remember from our past messages that Peter did not want anything to do with the crucifixion?
你还记得在前些时候的节目里说过，彼得要和十字架划清界限。
Early on, when Jesus brought up the whole subject of the cross one day,
在早些时，有一天耶稣谈起他要上十字架的事。
Peter said, "God forbid that this happens to you, Lord."
彼得说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
And Jesus replied, "Peter, you are the mouthpiece of Satan."
耶稣回答彼得说，你是魔鬼撒旦的发言人。
Then in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus,
在科西马尼园里，当兵丁来捉拿耶稣时，
Peter pulled out his sword and whacked off the ear of the soldier.
彼得拔出刀来，砍掉一个兵丁的耳朵。
And Jesus said, "No, no, no, Peter, this is not the way."
耶稣说，彼得，这是不对的，不是用这种方法的。
Peter, put your sword away. This is not the way of my Father.
彼得，收刀入鞘吧，我的天父不使用这种办法。
There is always a contrast between how the people of the world and their master Satan see things.
有两种看法永远是对立的，一种是这世界和他的主人撒旦的看法。
And the way God and his people see things.
另一种就是神和他的子民的看法。
There has to be.
他们必然是对立的。
I know this can be confusing today.
我知道今天听起来似乎有些混乱。
Because many of God's people see things the same way as the unbelievers do.
因为有不少神的子民和非信徒的看法相同。
The people of the world see violence as the answer.
世上的人认为暴力才是解决的办法。
God sees love as the answer.
神以爱解决问题。
People of the world see revenge as the way to justice.
世上的人认为报复才能讨得公道。
But God's people see vengeance to be God's and not theirs.
但属神的人知道，伸冤报应是神的事，不是我们的事。
The people of the world say we must get even.
世界上的人说，我们有仇必报。
God's people say, let God take care of it. He does a much better job.
属神的人说，让神来处理，他比我们强多了。
The people of the world say, get him before he gets you.
世界上的人说，先下手为强。
But like Jesus, the people of God will say, I will entrust myself to him who judges justly.
就像耶稣一样，属神的人说，我把自己交托给最公正的审判官。
Jesus' example is not to take revenge.
耶稣的榜样就是不报复。
Secondly, Jesus' example is waiting patiently for God's justice.
第二，耶稣的榜样就是耐心等待神公正的判决。
When man's justice fails, God's justice will not.
人间会失去公正，神的公正永远长存。
And we are to wait patiently for it.
而我们就是要耐心等候。
Nobody on the face of the earth could ever say that they suffered more unjustly or unfairly than Jesus.
在这世界上，没有一个人可以说他所受的冤屈和不公正的对待超过耶稣所受的。
The best among us is subject to bias and self-serving attitude.
就算是最好的人，也会有偏见和自我中心。
The greatest among us is subject to self-deception and wrong motives.
最伟大的人有时也会自欺，或者怀着不正确的动机。
So if and when we suffer injustice or we get badly treated,
所以当我们遭遇不公平和恶劣的对待时，
we cannot say that we are 100% pure.
我们都不能说自己是百分之百的纯洁。
But Jesus could.
但耶稣可以。
He is the only one that could.
他是唯一可以这么说的。
In 1 Peter 2:22,
彼得前书第二章二十二节，
It says that Jesus was sinless.
那里说他并没有犯罪。
Do you know what that means?
你知道这是什么意思吗？
It means that none of us could ever measure up to his righteous standards.
那就是说，我们没有一个人可以达到这完全公义的标准。
For if he wasn't completely pure, he could not be our savior.
他若不是完全纯洁的，就不能做我们的救主。
Because the Father demanded to have a perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of sin.
因为神要求完全无瑕疵的祭才能赎罪。
He had to be pure.
必须是纯洁的。
There could be no greater injustice that has ever taken place or will ever take place like the injustice that took place on the day we call Good Friday.
在成为受苦节的那一天，发生了最不公正的事，是空前绝后的，世上再没有比这更大的冤案了。
But does that mean that God condones injustice?
是否神漠视不顾这冤屈吗？
Not at all.
绝对没有。
Does it mean that these people get away with it?
是否那些人从此可以逍遥法外了呢？
Not at all.
绝对没有。
But when man's justice fails,
但当人间的公道失去了，
Jesus waited patiently for God's justice.
耶稣耐心等候神的公道。
And what justice it was.
神的公道何等奇妙啊。
Early on Sunday morning,
那个星期天的清晨，
God raised Jesus up never to die again.
神叫耶稣复活，永不再死。
Thus assuring all who will come to him and trust him,
使得凡归向他、信靠他的人都得到确据。
Thus assuring all who will live with him and walk with him,
使得凡与他同活、与他同行的人都得到确据。
Thus assuring all who will follow him of their own resurrection through him,
凡跟随他的人都有肯定的把握，靠着基督也能复活。
But that's not all.
不仅如此。
The Bible says that the day is coming when the one who's spat upon will sit on the throne and judge the world.
圣经说，即将来临的那一天，这被人唾弃的却要坐在宝座上审判全世界。
The one who was insulted and slapped across the face will be the supreme judge.
曾受羞辱被殴打的那位将成为大法官。
The one who hung helplessly on the cross will stand upon the crest of the earth.
曾无助地被挂在十字架上的那位将要站在地球之上。
The one who was dragged before Pontius Pilate and Herod will execute justice and judgment upon the earth.
他曾被带到比拉多和希律王面前受审，但有一天他要对这世界做出公正的审判。
The one who was stabbed will be seen robed in splendor.
曾被刺的这一位将穿上华丽的袍子。
And those who pierced him will be standing in shame.
用枪刺他的人将羞愧的无地自容。
The one who was the Lamb of God will be the Lion of Judah.
神的羔羊将成为犹大的狮子。
The one who was sacrificed will send his enemies to the outer darkness where there is trembling and gnashing of teeth.
曾经作为赎罪祭的那位将要把仇敌丢在外面的黑暗里，他们在那里恐惧战惊，哀哭切齿。
How long will they be punished?
他们的刑期有多久呢？
Not just for a year or two,
并不是一两年而已,
but forever,
是永永远远的。
My listening friends,
亲爱的朋友,
do you see the importance of waiting for God's justice?
你现在明白了等候神最后审判的重要性了吗?
Be patient for God's justice.
等候神的审判需要忍耐。
It will take place.
一定会来到的。
God is a God of justice, and we must pursue justice when we can.
神是公义的，我们也要尽力追求公义。
But if you cannot get justice here on the earth, don't despair.
但你若在这世上找不到公义，不要灰心。
There is a day that is coming when justice will roll like a river.
有一天，公义将要像滔滔的江水涌流。
Don't be anxious to take revenge.
不要急躁的报复。
Wait patiently for God's justice.
耐心等待神的公道降临。
For this is Jesus' example.
这就是耶稣的榜样。
Thirdly, never deny the truth.
第三，永远不要否定真理。
Many people say,
很多人说，
Look, we know what the truth is, but we don't have to push the point of view.
我明白什么是真理，但我们不需要到处推销这种看法吧。
We don't have to harp at it.
我们不需要唠唠叨叨说个没完吧。
And we don't have to make an issue out of it with the people of the world.
我们不需要整天跟世上的人小题大做争论不休吧。
Just let's keep quiet about it.
安安静静的不就得了吗？
My listening friends, that is not the model of Jesus.
我亲爱的朋友，这不是耶稣的榜样。
That's not the way of Christ.
这不是基督的方式。
That is not the example of Christ.
这不是基督立下的模范。
Denying the truth in order to please people or to get along in life is not Christ's way.
为了讨好别人，为了使自己的日子好过些而否定真理，这不是基督的做法。
Speaking the truth in love is Christ's way.
以爱心说诚实话才是基督的方式。
Jesus' example leads us to never deny the truth.
耶稣的榜样让我们永远都不会否定真理。
Pontius Pilate said to Jesus, Are you the king of the Jews?
巡抚比拉多问耶稣说，你是犹太人的王吗？
Jesus never compromised.
耶稣没有妥协。
He answered, You said it.
他回答，这话是你说的。
Pontius Pilate asked,
巡抚比拉多问，
Do you know that I have power to set you free and power to kill you?
你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄杀你吗？
Jesus responded, That is not true.
耶稣回答说，事实并非如此。
You have no power unless you have been given it.
若不是天上赐下权柄给你，你根本没有权做任何事。
Why didn't Jesus back down?
那时耶稣为什么没有让步呢？
He could have saved himself a whole lot of trouble.
那样可以为他减少很多麻烦。
Many of us compromise for far less consequences than life itself.
很多人会为了比丧失生命更不重要的事就妥协了。
My listening friends,
亲爱的朋友，
there is only one way for sin to be dealt with.
对付罪只有一条路。
No matter how big or how small your sin may be.
不论你的罪有多大或多小。
The only way to deal with sin is with true repentance and a change of heart.
唯一解决罪的办法就是真诚的悔改并更新你的心意。
There is only one way for each of us to receive healing from the devastation of sin.
我们每一个人要从罪恶的伤害中得复原，唯一的路就是
And that is through the cross of Jesus.
通过耶稣基督的十字架。
There is only one way for everyone to be healed from the penalty and the punishment of sin.
只有一条路能让每一个人从罪恶的处分和刑罚中得到医治。
And that is through the wounds of Jesus.
就是通过耶稣的伤痕。
There is only one way for healing from the ravages of addiction and temptation.
要从罪恶的诱惑和毒瘾的蹂躏下得医治，只有一个办法。
And that is through the wounds of Jesus.
就是通过耶稣的伤痕。
Listen to what Peter said.
请听彼得怎么说。
For by his wounds we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你一件极其重要的事。
Ever since that day, long ago, when I accepted Jesus as my Savior and Lord,
自从许多年前我接受了耶稣为我救主的那天起，
I have never, ever, ever, ever got sick, will I ever be sick again.
我将永远、永远、永远不再生病，我不再生病。
Oh, my body might get sick.
当然，我的身体会生病。
But that's not me.
但那不是真正的我。
That's just the tent in which I'm living in.
我的身体只不过是我暂时居住的帐篷。
The Bible said that this tent eventually is going to be destroyed and is going to be buried.
圣经说这帐篷终有一天会毁坏被埋葬。
But I will never get sick.
但我不再生病。
Because that day my soul became whole and my life became whole.
因为就在那天，我的灵魂和我的生命得以健全。
I could never get sick again because Jesus' wounds have healed my soul.
我永不再生病，因为耶稣的鞭伤医治了我的灵魂。
No one can ever be healed from the disease and the sickness of sin except through the wounds of Jesus.
除了通过耶稣的鞭伤之外，没有一个人可以从罪恶的疾病中痊愈。
No one can ever be delivered from the consequences of sin, which is eternal hell, except through the wounds of Jesus.
除了通过耶稣的鞭伤之外，没有一个人可以从犯罪的后果、永恒的地狱中得到解放。
Peter is saying that when you come to Jesus,
彼得说，当你归向耶稣时，
not only will you be healed and made whole,
你不但会得到医治，成为健全的人，
But he also become your shepherd.
他也成为你的牧者。
He'll be the bishop of your soul.
他是你灵魂的监督。
He will oversee you.
他会照顾你。
He will supervise you.
他会管理你。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he cares deeply for you and your soul.
因为他深深地关怀你的灵魂。
He will nurture you upon His word.
他以自己的话语来喂养你。
He will empower you by His Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵赐给你能力。
He will feed your soul and guide you to the still waters.
他要使你的灵魂得以饱足，并领你到可安歇的溪水旁。
Are you ready to come to Him?
你是否愿意归向他？
And receive the healing that only He can give you?
并接受唯有他能给你的医治呢？
It is my prayer that you would say, Yes, Lord Jesus.
我祈求神让你对耶稣说，我愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，这是很好的属灵的学习功课。麦克牧师告诉我们，从三方面来效法我们的赐福者。第一，当你受委屈时，不要报复；第二，当人间失去公正时，要耐心等候神的公正彰显；第三，永不否定真理。求神恩待我们，效法主耶稣基督，为主做美好的见证。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
世界的